Track 20. The Fight Down in the Dungeons. Voldemort wants the stone to live, and Snape wants the stone for him, Harry says. Let's go and find Dumbledore. It's urgent. Unfortunately, Professor Dumbledore is at the Ministry of Magic. We need to get the stone, Harry says. Where are you going? Neville shouts. I don't want Gryffindor to lose any more points. I'll stop you. Hermione points her wand at Neville and exclaims, Petrificus Totalus! Neville is petrified. Fluffy and the trapdoor. They walk to Fluffy under the invisibility cloak and play some music to make him sleep. They open the trapdoor and drop. They fall on a plant. Soon, the plant moves and gets a firm grip on the three. Don't move, exclaims Hermione. This is Devil's Snare. You have to relax. Hermione takes out her wand, whispers something, and creates sunlight. The plant lets them go. Devil's Snare hates sunlight, she exclaims. The first room. As soon as they enter the room, they see a heavy wooden door in front of them. So they reach it, pull the handle, but it is locked. Look at the ceiling! There are flying keys, says Harry. They seize a broomstick each and look for the right key to open the door. It is quite a hard job finding it, but Harry is the Gryffindor seeker. He looks carefully and notices a large key with a broken wing. Ron, Hermione, it's there! As Harry catches the key, they go to the door, put the key into the lock, and turn. It works! The second room. Look, it's a huge chessboard. What can we do? Asks Harry. We have to play our way across the room to that door, answers Ron. Hopefully Ron is a very good player. He always plays wizard's chess with his brothers. The three friends win, but Ron is seriously hurt, so only Harry and Hermione move to the following room. The third room. Harry and Hermione are trapped between two fires, a purple one behind and a black one in front. In the centre of the room, there is a table with seven differently shaped bottles standing in a line. Hermione seizes a roll of paper and reads, Seven bottles. Three are poison, two are wine, one takes you through the black fire, and another takes you back through the purple fire. Brilliant! She exclaims. This isn't magic, it is logic, a puzzle. Hermione reads the paper again and finally exclaims, Yes! The small bottle will take us to the stone and the round one will take us back. Since there is just one swallow in the bottle, they decide Harry has to drink it and go on. The fourth room. Oh, it's Quirrell, not Snape, exclaims Harry in astonishment. Professor Quirrell is in front of the mirror of Arist, but he cannot get the Philosopher's Stone. Come here, Potter, look at the mirror and tell me what you see. Harry sees the stone in his pocket, but he lies. I see my reflection shaking hands with Dumbledore. Quirrell unwraps his turban and shows Harry the back of his head. There is a terrible face, Voldemort's face. Harry is petrified. Voldemort talks to Harry. You see what I am, a parasite who lives off another person. I want my own body. All I need is the stone. Give it to me, Harry Potter. Never, cries Harry. Stop him, seize him. The face orders, but as soon as Quirrell puts his hand around Harry's neck, they burn. I can't hold him, master, says Quirrell. My hands! Oh, my hands! Harry understands Quirrell cannot touch him without suffering terrible pains. So he catches Quirrell by the arms and holds him tight. Quirrell is destroyed.